This recording, Arizona 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she first dressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. She warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either five or six times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much that Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay. I was born here in Arizona, and my parents are from Michoacán, Mexico. I've lived basically my whole life in Whitman, Arizona, which is far, far away from here and from Tempe, I think 56 miles. I go here to Arizona State University. I've noticed that there's not that many Mexican people around here. It's predominantly white, which is okay, it's all right. But there's a lack of Latinos here, and it's just something that I noticed. Compared to other places, I guess there's not that many. I'm studying, my major is justice studies. I'm learning a lot about the movement and reading all those books about acting and everything like that. And it's really interesting, I guess, to correlate both theater and justice studies, just because there's so many use theater in different ways to, get across the message of change and everything. So, I remember back in the day when I was little and everything. I just remember, because my birthday's on Christmas and everything. So it kind of sucked. It kind of sucked because, since my birthday's on Christmas and everything, you only get one present. So, I guess, with my family and everything, it really sucks, We always open, I guess, like, we always opened up our presents on Christmas Eve night. My mom would make, like, how do you say? She'd make La Abuelita chocolate. It tastes really good. Yeah, it's really good. She, like, makes it by hand and everything. And I don't know, like, yeah, I kind of miss it. Ma, ella hace el chocolate diferente. No como mucha gente aquí, pero casi como la mayoría de las personas en México. Hace a mano. Agarra como una... ¿Cómo se dice? Es como una... Parece como una cuchara, pero se mueve así entre las manos. Se pone en medio y luego se pone la mano juntas y luego se mueve. Entonces... ahí dura como unos 10, 15 minutos nomás haciéndole así con la mano. Y ahí se va desbaratando todo el... ¿Cómo se dice? Se va desbaratando todo el chocolate. Porque es una tabla así de chocolate bien duro. Entonces, como se calienta mucho la leche y todo eso, se tiene que mover con la mano. Se tiene que estar meneando. Entonces... pues sí, el chocolate con un pedazo de birote o algo así. Sabe bueno.